Good morning, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Young Israel, the Pesei at Clifton, continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights into the Daf series. Today's shiur is on Meseches Yevamos Daf Gimel. It's being learned Le'ili Nishmas, both my father, Harav Yosef Meir ben Chaim Kaufman, and Erez's father, Avram Shaul ben Shulam Bitzalma. And the topic is Yevamos, why is this mitzvah different? A look at the mitzvah through the lens of Abba Shaul. As we begin, we have to remember the following. The mitzvah of Yibam is a perplexing one. The situation for Yibam in the classic case involves a brother marrying his deceased brother's widow, if the brother died before having children. The Sefer Achinuch, in explaining the shorish of this mitzvah, writes, Lefisha Isha, because the wife, Achar Shaniseis La'ish, after she marries her husband, Harehi Ke'echar Me'evarav, it's as if they're part of the same body. Shekain Yachiv Ateva Bitne Maisa Ha'av Harishon, because the nature was orchestrated when the first father, Adam Harishon, Lakha Chamit Til Alsav, was taken, one of him, his ribs was taken, Umimena Banolo Hakel Isha. And from there, that's where his wife was formed. The Isha Zesh and Mes Pepelo Banim, and this man who dies without children, that had otherwise would have had a share of a portion for him in memory of him, ulamalos mikomo, and to fill his place ba'olam in the world lavodas boro, to serve Hashem. The old ein zecher lo ba'olam hagufani zulasi zos haisha, and right now, after dying without children, he has no more memory in this world or no more portion in this world besides his wife. She etzem me'atamavu basar mi'bisaro, because once they get married, as Pasuk says, Adam Arishon, Chava became limb from his limbs, flesh from his flesh. So Hayamichasti Hakel Alav Lahakim Lo Zera Mimena. Therefore, it's for one of the kindnesses of Hashem to help reestablish children, to establish progeny from her, Ayadei Achiv, through his brother, Shehu Gam Kein Kechatzi Besara, who's also related to him, and it's a close relative. Kedei Sheyosu HaZera, so that this child, Mimali Makomo, would fill the place of the deceased father, the deceased brothers, ve'oved boro taktav, and serve Hashem in place of him. V'yizake al yado, and through this son, born through the Yibum union, he will merit ba'olam ha'neshamos ha'shir sham, in the world to come, kemoshi yadua, as it's known, de'bara mizake abba, that a son could benefit the father, a son could cause, or could the cause could give the father great benefits in the Olam Haba. So therefore, the Sefer Achinuch explains that there is a very, very underlying purpose to the mitzvah of Yibum, and that is, as we just said, it's giving the father, the deceased father in Olam Haba, a chance to be elevated through this child born from the Yibum union. Now, with this mitzvah has a very powerful foundation in the sense of keeping the soul of his brother alive, a notion that the Chinuch says is Kabbalistic in some ways. Nonetheless, marrying one's brother's wife is in violation of one of the most cardinal of our sins, arayos. While the Gemara on Daf Gimel and Beis explains how this works, this conflict leads to the following discussion. Our Mishnah's opening clause, Chamesh Esrei Noshim Potros Saroseyan B'tzaros Saroseyan, Min ha'chalitza u'min ha'yibum ad sof ha'olam, that 15 women, not only they are exempt, or as we said last week, forbidden to do yibum, and not only are they forbidden to do yibum, but their co-wives are forbidden to do yibum. And this chain stretches on throughout many over many potential unions as possible. Nonetheless, the phrasing of the Mishnah, Potron Tarasayim, Vitzaros Tarasayim, Mina Chalitza, Mina Yibam, lends itself to the following question. Why does the Mishnah refer to Chalitza before Yibam? In the order of things, Yibam comes first. As Rashi on Daf Gimel Aleph says the following, on the Dibur HaMaskel, Nisne Yibam Baresha, Rashi says, Dehu Ikar, because Yibam is the main mitzvah. Dehachasiv, because the Pasuk tells us, Im lo yach potza ish lakach, lakachas, if the person does not want, I believe it's only a position like Hafta, the person does not want to take her, v'chalza, and then she removes his shoe. That's what the pasuk says. If the man doesn't want to take her as a wife, does not want to consummate the Yibum, so then she performs, pulls off a shoe and does chalitza. So Rashi's medayik. Ha'im chafetz liyabim, but if he wants to do Yibum, miyabim. He does Yibum. Alma, we see from here, mitzvah Yibum bereisha. The first thing to do is Yibum. In other words, when this woman, this Yavama, falls before the Yavam, you got two options. Either you do Yibum, or you do Chalitza. Chalitza is only in the event, according to the Torah, at least according to the Pasuk it seems, is only in the event that they don't want to have Yibum done. So the Gemara answers, while that's true, that's only one opinion in the Mishnah. However, our Mishnah is Abba Shaul. It's following the opinion of Abba Shaul, the Amar, as he says, Mitzvahs Chalitza Kodemis L'Mitzvahs Yibum. Abba Shaul holds that when it comes to preference, Yibum actually is not the preferred mitzvah, or the way to get rid of a Zika, or the way to deal with a Zika, but rather, Chalitza is. In what sense? So we see, Rashi quotes Abba Rashi, the Dibur HaMaskil, Abba Shaul quotes Abba Shaul from Perek HaCholetz, later on, Daf Lamed Tesma Beis, and Rashi's words read, Abba Shaul Omer, Abba Shaul says, Hakonis Yivimto, if somebody consummates a marriage with his Yavama, Lushum Noi, either because she's beautiful, Ulushum Ishus, or because he wants to marry her as a person, and not doing it for the purpose of being the Kayim, the Zera, of his brother, Ki'ilu Pogea Be'erva, these are Abba Shaul's words, it's as if he's come in contact with an Erva, one of the Arayos, the Karav Be'ena Elios Havlad Mamzer, and Abba Shaul concludes by saying, in my eyes, it's close to being like a Mamzer. It's close to having Arayos. So what our Gemara tells us, our Mishnah is alluding to the opinion of Abba Shaul, who holds that when dealing with a Yavam who wants to marry his late brother's wife, either because he's attracted to her, or because he simply likes her and wants to marry her, Abba Shaul says it's better to rather do Chalitza. As while the Torah does frown upon Chalitza, Abba Shaul explains, when faced with doing Yibum properly, or with incomplete and proper intentions, one should better do Chalitza instead of Yibum. The Chachamim hold otherwise, and they say Yibum is still the preferred option in that scenario. The question that the Rishonim deal with in analyzing this view of Abba Shaul is to what extent does Abba Shaul go to when he says, Ki'ilu hu pogea be'erva. It's as if he has encountered one of the sins of immorality. The Ramban explains on our Masechta that this is viewed as completely violating an Isser min HaTorah, and that the act accomplishes nothing as far as Yibum is concerned. In other words, according to the Ramban, what Abba Shaul means, marrying a Yibum, or marrying a Yavama, a Yavam, taking in a Yavama, without the proper intentions, is equivalent to a person marrying his brother's wife, without a situation of Yibum, without a heter of Yibum. It is a complete Isser min HaTorah, and is a complete violation of the Arayos, and absolutely no mitzvah has done. And just the opposite. When it says pogea be'erva, it would probably mean, as it seems to mean, that the child is very likely viewed as a mamzer. What is this idea? Why does the what would this machlokas between Abba Shaul and the Chachamim about through the lens of the Ramban, saying that this is an Isser Torah? After all, we do have a concept called Ein Mitzvos Trichos, Mitzvos Ein Trichos Kavana. Mitzvos do not require Kavana or intent to be properly performed. For example, if somebody would pick up a lulav and bring a very, very fancy lulav to shul, a $250 lulav to shul, for the purpose not only of doing the mitzvah, but more the purpose of drawing the attention of others, nobody's going to say that he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. They'll say he's not a tzaddik for it. They'll say that his mitzvah and his, on a midos level, a hashkafa level, he has something lacking. But nobody would say that he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. Why would Abba Shaul say, in this case, a person does not fulfill the mitzvah? So Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Zichron HaShem Yikom Damo, explains that the Chachamim and Abba Shaul differ on the following fundamental point. We're all aware that there is both a mitzvah of Yibum and an Isser of Eishes Ach. And these mitzvos / averos come into conflict with each other following the death of a brother who has no children. The Torah tells us that the mitzvah of Yibum takes place. But how do we view this permissibility of Yibum? How do we view this heter? Do we say that the Isser Eishes Achiv was the Chuya simply pushed off? Or do we say it was Hutra, completely permitted? Abba Shaul would say it's Dechuya, and the Chachamim would say it's Hutra. Now, before you think this is just an exercise in semantics, observe the following. Abba Shaul holds that the performance of the mitzvah pushes off, or is Doche the Isser Erva. Note, the performance of the mitzvah is what's Doche the Isser Erva. What does that mean, performance of the mitzvah? It means that the mitzvah must be done properly. And as we learned above, the words of the Sefer HaChinuch, the mitzvah performance, the proper performance, is solely l'kayim shem hames, to go ahead and keep the memory and the name of his deceased brother alive. Failure to do so, not performing the mitzvah properly, does not push off the Isser. It means the Isser of Varayos remains in place. Since in our case, the person in the Yavam who performs the mitzvah for the wrong reasons is not doing the mitzvah properly, the Isser is not going to be pushed off. And that's why Abba Shaul would hold that this is Aser Min HaTorah. The Chachamim, they look at the mitzvah of Yibum and the permissibility of Yibum in a different lens. They look at it as Hutra, it's permitted. Once this is the case, we look towards the action and not the intent. And since the bottom line is, the Yavam married his late brother's wife, the goal is accomplished. There will be a son, hopefully, from this union. This son will be, as the Sefer HaChinuch says, Mizake Brat, Mizake Aviv. The son will bring merit to the deceased father. This alone is enough to say that a person should do Yibum, as the permissibility of the Yibum is viewed not in as much as how it's done, but by the fact that it is done. So therefore, saying whether it's Hutra or Dechuya makes a very, very big difference. Dechuya means, if you say Yibum is Docha the Isser, that means it pushes it off when it's done properly. I.e. if it's not done properly, then there is no pushing off. If you say it's Hutra, it means that it is completely allowed, and whether it's done with the proper intentions or not is not relevant to the mitzvah. This is the first approach to understanding Abba Shaul. On a different side, it's brought down both the names of the Ritva and the Nimuke Yosef, that Abba Shaul was speaking strictly on a Dirabbanan level. That is to say, that Min HaTorah, he has done Yibum in accounts, but the idea, meaning if he does Yibum with wrong intentions, it still counts. It's still a valid Maisa. It's still a mitzvah is performed, but the ideal is Chalitza. I would say that a positive nafkamina between the approach of the Ramban and this approach would be mamzerim, as you know, when you're saying you're being violating an Isser De'oraisa, there's a good chashash of mamzerim, while if it's just an Isser De'rabbanan, according to Abba Shaul, there wouldn't be mamzerim. And what's the rationale between the Ritva and the Nimuke Yosef? So the Chazon Ish points to the idea that we mentioned earlier in the Chabura, and that is, Yibum is something that's really prohibited because of the Dinim of Arayos. It's only permitted for the purpose of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. Therefore, if one is not doing the mitzvah properly, he should not do it. And the Chazon Ish goes on to say that the difference between Yibum and other mitzvos, for example, like the case we mentioned above of Lulav, where we don't say that a person who purchases a $250 Lulav and brings it to shul on the first day, part for the mitzvah, but also in a big part to be the center of attention, is better not to do the mitzvah at all, at least on a legal level. As we said, of course, on hashkafic level, he has what to work on. It's because of the idea mentioned above. By lulav, you are not doing an overt maisa avera by flaunting your lulav in shul. Listen, your intent is bad, but the etzem maisa, the action of picking up, holding, and according to some, shaking a lulav, is not prohibited. Here, however, you're engaged in relations with an erva min HaTorah, an act which is completely prohibited unless in the guise of the mitzvah of Yibum. Abishol therefore comes and says, unless you are doing the mitzvah properly, you should rather do chalitza, removing the zika in a Torah-mandated way, than to play around with such a severe potential avera. The Chachamim view Yibrim differently and say, once the Torah has deemed it a mitzvah, it's no different than lulav. And since we hold mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, in other words, a lack of proper intent does not impinge on your kiyum ha-mitzvah, he is able to do Yibum in this case. So to summarize, according to this approach, the way the Chazon Ish is explaining it, the machlokus between Abba Shaul and the Chachamim is Yibum, because Yibum involves a potential Isser Torah, do we say that it is different than all other mitzvahs, and the Kavana does impinge on the permissibility of the act, not necessarily on the execution, because they would hold that this is only on a derabbanan level? Or do we say that once the mitzvah was given, the mitzvah is like any other Tariq mitzvahs, and we don't say that it's better to do Yibum versus better to do Chalitza over Yibum? Just interesting to note that the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Samach Hei Sif Aleph writes the following. Mitzvahs Yibum kodemis la mitzvahs Chalitza. Starting out Paskin like the Chachamim. And it goes on to say, V'mina rotzel lis yabeim l'shum echa min achim. And if the woman does not want to do Yibum, below tainam, maspekas, without a valid reason, dina kamaredis, she's viewed as somebody who rebels. But v'yesh omrim, there are those who say, shem mitzvahs Chalitza kodemis, that really, Chalitza does come first. And the Vibeir Agra says this is Yeshomim's, in fact, the Shita of Abba Shaul. That's the Gemara that's quoted over here, which comes to tell you that this Abba Shaul Shita is not viewed as your average Das Yachid, the Machlokas with the Chachamim, but is definitely something, even Alpi Halacha, that needs to be contended with. And the reason, of course, whether you say it's a Deraisa level or a Derabana level, because Mitzvah of Yibum is different, as it does involve pushing off very severe averos, therefore when one does it, one has to be extremely careful that they're doing it the proper way. Kol tov, have a wonderful week.